Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Children of the Aging Self-Absorbed, a guide to coping with difficult, narcissistic parents and grandparents. By Nina W. Brown, Doctor of Education and Licensed Professional Counselor. Narrated by Diana Blue. Preface. Aging is a natural part of life and brings many changes to and for each of us. Many of these changes happen gradually over time and may go unnoticed until they reach a certain point where we become aware of them and can no longer deny them. Many books and other resources are available to guide people through the aging process and to provide an understanding of age-related conditions. This book has a different focus. It guides you as the adult child of a self-absorbed parent who is aging to help you gain a better understanding of how your parent's aging may affect his or her already self-absorbed behaviors and attitudes, and to provide coping suggestions for how to succeed and thrive in spite of them. Emphasized are your thoughts, feelings, and reactions, as these are your resources for a constructive building of yourself that will withstand the negative impact of your parents' behavior and attitudes on your conscious and unconscious self-perception, self-confidence, and self-esteem. The focus will not be on the self-absorbed parent, as your parent is unlikely to change. Unfortunately, there is little or nothing that you can do to promote and encourage positive change for your parent. However, there is much you can do to promote and encourage positive change for yourself. You may now have a family you created in addition to your family of origin, and be concerned about how your self-absorbed parent can and does negatively affect your created family. You may want to protect your family from distressing behaviors and attitudes that you've encountered all your life, as you know very well how hurtful and destructive they can be. This book describes how you can prepare yourself and your family, offers possible interventions when interacting with your parent, and gives some strategies for minimizing your parent's negative impact on your family members. Finally, this book is intended to encourage and support you in your own growth and development, and to guide you in finding personal solutions. Chapters 1 and 2 describe some of the concerns and problems with aging that can increase a parent's already self-absorbed behaviors and attitudes, and cover 4 types of self-absorbed parents. Chapters 3 and 4 focus on your reactions and thinking processes in response to a self-absorbed parent and on how to be more effective. Chapters 5 through 7 offer some suggestions for how to communicate with your parent and cope. Chapter 8 helps you manage conflict and assaultive confrontations. Chapters 9 and 10 provide you with some additional strategies for protecting yourself and your family members and loved ones. Chapter 11 summarizes how to use the strategies in this book so that you can reduce or eliminate your self-absorbed parent's influence on you, and how to succeed and thrive in your life. It is my hope that the material in this book will be helpful. While your parents' behaviors and attitudes were influential in your development, they do not have to continue to impact you. You can overcome the negative impact and become the person you want to be. Chapter 1. Aging and the Self-Absorbed Parent. The following vignette describes a painful dilemma frequently encountered by adult children of self-absorbed parents. Dennis's story. Dennis had been on edge for the past 2 weeks, ever since his father, who lived in another state, announced that he and Dennis's mother were coming to visit Dennis and his family. While Dennis had told his wife about the proposed visit, they had agreed to delay telling the children, Bob, age 9, and Sybil, age 7, because neither child liked their grandfather. This dislike was so intense that the children refused to ride in the car with their grandfather unless Dennis was with them. Dennis was really dreading the visit. Dennis found it hard to describe what his father did that caused such dislike by his family. And although he had a lifetime of experiencing his father's behavior and attitudes, he could not put words to what was so troubling about them. When he talked about his father, he could only say that his father was arrogant, gave orders, and expected prompt obedience and compliance, that he lacked empathy, and that he expected everyone to admire him. Dennis knew that his father was beginning to show some signs of aging and wasn't pleased about it. But Dennis hoped that aging would result in some positive changes for his father, such as becoming more aware and sensitive to the impact of what he said and did. So far, none of this had happened, and Dennis feared that his father's actions during his visit would have a devastating effect on his wife and children. Like Dennis, if your parent is self-absorbed, you've been dealing with some negative and distressing behaviors and attitudes for probably as long as you can remember. And these behaviors and attitudes have probably only gotten worse as your parent aged. What you need are some practical strategies to use to protect yourself and your children, your spouse or partner, and others in your intimate world who have to interact with your parent. This book focuses on how aging impacts the self-absorbed parent, how it impacts the parent's relationships with others, and especially you, the adult child, and how you can productively and effectively cope. It will help you develop new ways to withstand your parents' negative assaults. It will give you some specific strategies for managing the difficult and intense feelings that can be triggered when you and your parent are in the presence of others, such as at holidays and during other celebrations. People will not know your parent as you do, and these strategies can help you prevent conflict, confrontation, and potential embarrassment. As the adult child of an aging parent, you may face certain issues that cannot be adequately addressed here, and you may need to consult other books and resources to address these issues. Numerous resources are available to help you with caretaking, finding assisted living and nursing home facilities, caring for people with Alzheimer's and dementia, hospice and palliative care, legal issues such as wills and trusts, home renovations for the elderly, and other end-of-life concerns. This book will help you attain these objectives. Gaining an understanding of some different aspects of aging and how these may affect your parent and you. Learning how to decrease your self-absorbed parent's negative effects on you. Protecting yourself, your children or grandchildren, and your spouse or partner. Managing difficult and sometimes intense negative feelings, such as guilt and shame. Surviving celebrations, such as parties and holidays, when your parent is present. Learning ways to respond to your parent that are effective and appropriate for both you and your parent. Developing a stronger and more resilient self. There are exercises in this book to help you achieve these objectives, and you are encouraged to complete these. The exercises are designed to clarify and focus your perceptions about your parent and yourself, to increase your understanding of what it means to have a self-absorbed aging parent, and to trigger some creative ideas for coping that are in accord with your personality. Some assumptions about you. The material in this book is based on some assumptions about you. Not all of those that are listed may be reflective of you, but many may be. You are an adult child who has one or more self-absorbed parents. You can feel ineffective much of the time in interactions with your parent. You have been given the responsibility for your parents' psychological and emotional well-being and, either now or in the future, are expected to assume responsibility for your parents' physical well-being. You never feel that you have accomplished enough for your parent. What you do never seems to be good enough. You experience numerous difficult situations and interactions with your self-absorbed parent. You are searching for ways to minimize how your parents' distressing behaviors and attitudes affect you. You want to intervene to protect those nearest to you, such as your children, from the negative and distressing comments, put-downs, criticisms, and the like that your parent continues to make. Distressing feelings may arise as you listen to this book and do the exercises. Before diving in, it may be helpful for you to complete an exercise that's designed to help you manage distressing feelings should they arise. Exercise 1.1. Distract and discover. Materials: one or more sheets of paper, a pen or pencil, and a suitable surface for writing, such as a table or a large book. Procedure: 1. Sit in silence and allow yourself to think of two or three activities that you can easily use as distractions for the moment. List these on a sheet of paper. Here are some possible examples: counting the number of items in a jar, such as jelly beans, marbles, paper clips, or buttons; organizing a drawer; rubbing a smooth stone; mindful meditation. 2. Now, choose one of these activities and list the materials that you would need to have available to do it when you start to experience a distressing feeling. For example, if counting buttons in a jar is an activity that would help divert your attention, then you would need to have a jar and buttons available. 3. Obtain the materials and keep them near at hand. You may not need the activity, but it can be a comfort to know that you can get away from distressing feelings, if only for the time frame you are engaged with it. 4. Use the rest of the sheet of paper or another sheet to list any and all distractions you have used or could use. Put them into these categories: activities you enjoy that are either cost-free or very cheap. Examples could be dancing around the room, singing, playing air guitar, or creating a collage from found items. Chores, such as raking leaves, pulling weeds, or cleaning out the kitchen cabinets. Performing acts of kindness. Creative activities, such as knitting, art, music, sewing, cooking, woodworking, or fixing something. 5. Place your lists where you can readily find them and pledge to do something from one of these categories to distract yourself whenever you experience distressing feelings. Doing these activities can help you manage distressing feelings not only when listening to this book, but also after interacting with or even thinking about your self-absorbed parent. Let's move to examining some of the effects of aging and why these matter, especially for the relationship with your self-absorbed parent. Why your parents' aging matters. Aging is a phase of life that brings changes that are inevitable and that can be distressing, although each person will have a different set of changes and concerns. Most changes happen gradually and may not be noticed or appreciated by anyone other than the person who is experiencing them, and responses to these changes can vary from limited acceptance to complete denial. The changes that may occur as a result of aging can be categorized as physical, cognitive, relational, emotional, financial, and existential. Some examples are listed here. As you review them, you may want to reflect on the extent to which your parent is experiencing any of these changes, or other such changes as a part of aging, and on how important they are for your parent. Physical changes. Impact on appearance, such as wrinkles, sagging skin. Alcohol or drug dependence. Development of chronic or acute illness. Increased use of medications and the side effects for these. Decreased energy, vigor. Decline in sex drive, pleasure. Sensory impairment, such as for vision, hearing, or taste. Insomnia, sleep difficulties. Increasingly constant aches and pains. Cognitive changes. Short-term and long-term memory decline. Thinking decline or cognitive impairment. Decline in ability to acquire new knowledge. Difficulty adjusting to new ideas or changes. Relational changes. Greater social isolation. Increasing fear of dependency on others. Divorce or increasing estrangement from spouse. Death of spouse, relatives, or friends. Emotional changes. Awareness of lost dreams or missed opportunities. Increasing envy over others' accomplishments. Fear of becoming irrelevant, minimized, ignored, or overlooked. Depression or depressed mood. Financial changes. Loss of income or potential loss. Concerns about protecting assets for end-of-life challenges. Increased cost of health care, such as assisted living or nursing home care. Existential changes. Greater focus on the meaning and purpose for life. Facing the inevitability of death. End-of-life concerns. Feelings of loneliness or alienation. As you can determine, many changes may accompany the aging phase of life, and many are unpleasant to even contemplate. Aging self-absorbed parents may not react well to the changes they are experiencing, particularly since many of these changes are not under their control. Your parents' self-absorbed characteristics. You may have already identified your parent as being self-absorbed. Every self-absorbed parent is different, however, and the following scale will help you to identify how your own parent displays self-absorption. This will better enable you to focus on this book's suggestions for coping with your parents' distressing behaviors. Exercise 1.2. Parental Self-Absorbed Behaviors and Attitudes Scale. Materials: a sheet of paper and a pen or pencil. Procedure: find a place to work where you will not be disturbed. Use the sheet of paper to make a list of numbers from 1 to 13 for each item on the scale. Rate the extent to which your parent fits the description of each item. 1. Never or almost never displays this behavior or attitude. 2. Seldom displays this behavior or attitude. 3. Somewhat reflective of parents' behaviors or attitudes. 4. Very reflective of parents' behaviors or attitudes. 5. Extremely reflective of parents' behaviors or attitudes. 1. Grandiosity. An inflated self-perception of being superior, more capable, or more influential than others, even when there may be evidence that this is not a valid self-perception. 2. The impoverished self. This is the other side of grandiosity, the deflated self, the inadequate self that is in danger of being abandoned or destroyed because it is fatally flawed. This state can alternate with grandiosity very quickly for your parent, which can be confusing. 3. Entitlement attitude. People with this attitude are convinced that they deserve preferential treatment, that others should give them what they desire without any hesitation or question, and that they should not have to ask for what they need or want. They also tend to assume that rules do not apply to them. 4. Attention seeking. This behavior is designed to draw other people's attention. Examples include sulking, talking loudly, interrupting others, telling lots of jokes, or wearing unusual attention-grabbing clothing or makeup. 5. Admiration hungry. Those with this quality engage in behaviors designed to bring other people's attention to them. Examples include constantly fishing for compliments, being overly responsive to flattery, and seeking numerous awards or other recognitions. 6. Unique and special. A need to be thought of as being unique and special, and to have others respond as if this were a given. 7. Lack of empathy. The most important defining characteristic for the self-absorbed is an inability to empathize with anyone. While no one will be able to be empathetic with everyone all of the time, it is reasonable to expect that adults will be able to empathize with many people most of the time. 8. Exploits others. Exploitation includes manipulating others to do things that are not in their best interests. These acts are accompanied with the perception that others deserve it, should not object, and should not expect any favors in return. Exploiters will lie, cheat, distort, and mislead to get what they want, to demonstrate their power and control, and to show up others as being inferior. 9. Shallow emotions. Self-absorbed people have a restricted range of emotions, primarily anger and fear. They may appear to express other emotions, but they do not feel them or understand them, nor do they really understand other emotions when other people express them. 10. Inappropriate sense of humor. telling or laughing at jokes that demean other people or groups of people, the use of insulting and invalidating terms for groups of people, poking fun at others' disabilities or characteristics over which they have no control, or saying anything that is intended to be shaming. 11. Emptiness at the core. This can be felt as a lack of meaning and purpose in life, a sense of being adrift without an anchor or direction, alienation, isolation, and loneliness, a yearning for meaningful connections, and a dread of encountering that inner emptiness. A sense of emptiness may also be observed when someone has had many failed relationships, is unable to initiate and maintain enduring and satisfying relationships, flits from one activity or interest to another, and is generally dissatisfied. 12. Extensions of self. Self-absorbed people can have a faulty perception that others are extensions of themselves and thus are under their control. They expect others to cater to them and not to have separate lives, to understand that their purpose for living is to ensure the self-absorbed person's well-being. They also expect other people to respond to their needs, wishes, and desires without protest and without having to be told explicitly what to do or what is wanted. 13. Envy. Envy is the perception and feeling that others have something that they do not merit, and that whatever it is should belong to the envious person instead. Others are thought to be less worthy, capable, or deserving than the envious person, and have somehow managed to gain something that is not rightfully theirs. Scoring. Add your ratings for items numbered 1 through 13 to derive a total score. Total scores will range from 13 to 65 and can indicate the extent of your parents' self-absorption. 55 to 65. Your parent displays mostly self-absorbed attitudes and behaviors almost all of the time. 45 to 54. Your parent displays many self-absorbed attitudes and behaviors much of the time. 35 to 44. Your parent frequently displays some self-absorbed attitudes and behaviors. 25 to 34. Your parent sometimes displays some self-absorbed attitudes and behaviors. 13 to 24. Your parent never or almost never displays self-absorbed attitudes and behaviors. Total scores of 35 and above indicate that the parent displays many self-absorbed behaviors and attitudes. Next, make a list of all the behaviors and attitudes that you rated 4 or 5. These will be the categories of behaviors and attitudes that carry the most distress for you, and they can be your focus for evaluating the suggested coping strategies in coming chapters. As you examine your parents' self-absorbed behaviors and attitudes, there are a few primary points to keep in mind. People who exhibit these particular troubling behaviors and attitudes are unaware that they have these attitudes or that they display these behaviors and are indifferent to the impact of these on others. This inability to perceive that a behavior or attitude is troubling to others means that it is futile to try to bring it to the parent's attention. In other words, do not try to make your parent see what you see, as it will not work or be constructive, and it also has the potential to make the relationship or interaction worse. The self-absorbed
sample complete. Ready to continue?